Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to How To Tuesday this week. Last week we were talking about some settings on the Simrad units with my good friend Captain Scott Walker from End of the Blue. This week we're going to do the same thing. We're going to take a deep dive on something else, and that is how to mark birds with the new Halo radar that's offered by Simrad. In the past, it's been very difficult, in my opinion. Some people would differ. I thought it was very difficult to get the settings down just perfect to where you could mark some birds. I'd watch Scott do it and he could do it, but it seemed difficult to me. Then you'd have to change the settings for other things. With a new Halo, they make it much, much easier. So Scott, how you doing today? First thing I want to know is how do you set your unit up with a new Halo so that you can mark birds very effectively?
With the new Halo radar, it's a matter of just, it's preset. We're gonna go back to our menu, and I can go radar and have a full screen, or I can hold the button down and go to dual screen. With dual screen, I can set one at 6 miles, And then I'm going to go into my menu and we're going to hit adjust. That's where our gain's going to be. And this new unit has mode setting. Once you go to mode, here's what you got. Harbor for near shore docking in fog and heavy rain, lightning. Offshore is what I set for just looking for the fleet. When the bite's on the radio and you just don't know where it's at, you have an idea. Turn on offshore, zoom out to 8 or 12 miles, and you're going to find all the boats nestled together. Then you can change your course to get on the bite with the rest of the boats. Even if they're clam lipping, you can still find them. But then if you're by yourself and you're trying to win a dolphin tournament or just catch a fish for dinner, we're going to switch to bird mode. Bird mode's going to actually adjust the speed of the array. It's going to set the gain. It's going to set the surface, and it's going to set the rain clutter all at once with one push of a button. Boom. So I'm going to clear out of that. And I like to do a dual screen, which is unique to this new unit, the Evo 3 and above. You can actually set long distance and short distance side by side. In the old days, you could have two radar settings, but they always had the exact same distance. Now I've got 6 and 1.5. 6 miles with the offset, I'm looking about 8 to 10 miles in front of the boat. It's going to indicate an area where the birds might be. I'm going to change my course, set my autopilot, and forget it. Trust the process. Run to those numbers, and as you get into a mile and a half, you'll either find them with your binoculars or with your mile and a half setting. And then you can verify whether it's legit birds or it's just a little boat that was smaller than you could have imagined being out there fishing, which I see all the time. I can't imagine how many 21-footers are 30 miles out, but it happens. Anyway, the settings dual A, B, and Halo, set for birds. 6 miles offset. I keep saying offset. I haven't explained that. Offset. I don't care what's behind me. So I just go into my settings and view. And I'm going to put position. I look ahead. Center is standard radar. That's all the way around you, 6 miles. I don't care what's behind me. So we're going to look ahead. That's going to leave it at 6, but it's going to drop everything to the bottom of the screen and open up 4 more miles. So now I'm looking at 10. And that's how I like to hunt, always on offset. And if 6 miles isn't getting it for you, make the adjustments to how comfortable you are. I like 6, 4 when it's kind of rough and I'm not making a lot of moves. But when it's calm, I'll set it at 8 because I can move faster and get to the spots. But anyway, dual setup, halo. You just got to learn how to trust the process. Everything's right there.
Scott, I know that you can change the color palette on the radar there. How do you set yours up? What do you like as far as the color goes?
I like a dark screen with red. Some people like the white background with red. That's personal choice. I go with the dark stuff.
All right, that's cool. So what about the other presets that are offered, Scott? Can you go through those real quick?
Not just birds, but there are the preset mode is set up for every condition you can find on the water. So we're going to go to adjust again, and we're going to go check out the mode. You got harbor, offshore, weather, and bird. These presets are made by captains' input over the years on how to exactly set up. Instead of actually going to the gain and sending it to 80, going to the rain clutter, sending it to 10, going to sea surface, sending it to 30, which is a pretty basic setting for bird finding. These are what we've all come up with for the best for finding weather, where the lightning is, where the rain is to get around it. Weather. Offshore for finding clusters of boats that are kind of being quiet on the radio. Harbor for near shore docking in fog, finding those boats that are moving that you can't see with your eyes. And then custom is for an advanced. If you have a perfect setting that you want to use for your bird hunting, you go into custom, you set it yourself, and it's always there for you.
All right. If you didn't know how to mark birds on your Simrad Halo radar, you do now. It's much easier than I thought. And Scott explained it perfectly. This also is available on video on the Saltwater Experience YouTube channel. It's probably a little bit easier to follow because you can see Scott going through the menus. You can see everything that he's doing. If you're listening audio, I'm sure you picked up something, but if you were trying to follow and couldn't quite grasp what he was saying, you can go to the Saltwater Experience YouTube channel and you can see him go through all of the menus and see exactly what this looks like on the screen. All right. Thanks, Scott. We're going to get back with you next week on another deep dive into the Simrad unit and how you set it up and how you're marking stuff below the surface. All right. That's How To Tuesday for this week. As always, it's brought to you by Waypoint TV. Waypoint is the place where you can go and see all of your best outdoor hunting and fishing content. You can listen to podcasts like this, like-minded podcast hosts on the Waypoint Outdoor Collective, and you can also see great content on the channels that are offered on the Plus channels. I didn't know much about the Plus channels until Waypoint got on there, and then I learned all about Samsung Plus. Man, there's hundreds of channels over there, including the Waypoint channel that has great content. You just watch it like a regular television channel. It's completely free, available on your Samsung TV. There's Zumo, Tubi, Stir, all of these other Plus channels. That is all detailed for you, so you can find them easily if you go to waypointtv.com, ways to watch page, and you can find out exactly how to get all that content for free on any device that you have. All right, that's it for this week. See you next week.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.